This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget today. God accepting me. God accepting you. We're at part 44. And we're looking at a study in Romans, the 8th chapter. We looked at verse 1 last time. Today we look at verse 2. But I just want to reiterate what verse 1 says. So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. You know, this happened to me about 15 minutes ago. As I was sitting here worshiping, into my head popped past sins. Into my head popped these thoughts, and I recognized it immediately as condemnation. Let me tell you why. Because those past sins has been forgiven by Almighty God. And if I speak to Almighty God about those sins, He hasn't got a clue what I'm talking about, because they are forgiven as far as the east is from the west. So every time you get reminded of past sins, you know where it's coming from. It's coming from the evil one, not from Almighty God. Verse 2 says, and because you belong to Him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. This is the point. This is the whole point. For once, we were deep in sin. For once, we were going down completely the wrong road. But then Jesus came, and through His salvation, restored us. And not only restored us, but through His grace, reconciled us with the Father. So now we have a Father that we can call Abba, Father. He's our dad. And He loves us. And He cares for us. And He looks after us. And this has all happened because of Jesus. Because of what He did on that cross 2,000 years ago. Sacrificing Himself, having nails smashed into His hands, nails driven into His feet, a spear thrown in His side. One centurion looked up at Him and said, "This truly must be the Son of God." For that's who He is. And because you have made a declaration, because you are accepted by Almighty God, because you've asked the Lord into your life to change your life completely and to make you a brand new person, because of all this, guess what? You belong to him. And because you belong to him, Paul reminds us that the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. You see, sin had a power over me. I couldn't resist it. All sorts of things were going on, and I wanted to do everything but follow Jesus. Because to me, following Jesus was pretty boring. Going to church, singing songs, listening to someone preaching. Nah, that wasn't for me. I wanted to be out drinking wine, women, and song, working in the nightclubs. That's what I wanted to do. That's the life I wanted. And it was the power of sin in my life that was leading to death. And then the realization. And then the scales drop from my eyes. And then I see. I see clearly. For the first time, I see clearly. It's almost like going to an optician when you can't see that well and you put on a pair of glasses that have been made for you and you think, oh, wow, now I can see. Martin was saying to me yesterday, we were doing worship TV yesterday, and Martin was saying to me that he hasn't ever worn a pair of glasses. And a friend of his let him borrow a pair of glasses that were at a plus one strength. And he put them on. And he said, my goodness, I can read it. I can read this stuff. But he'd never put glasses on before. And all of a sudden, he can see. It's exactly that way. When you get this realization, when you get this sense of belonging, when you know that you know that you know that the Lord loves you that much that he has done this just for you because he is accepting you. And that acceptance goes on and on and on ad infinitum for the rest of your life and into the next. For eternity, God is accepting you and he's loving you. He's saying to you today, I am accepting you. Are you hearing me? No matter what you've done, no matter which road you've been down, I'm accepting you. And I'm accepting you because I love you that much. And if I didn't love you that much, what was the point of sending my precious son Jesus to his death? There would have been no point at all. And if you were the only person in the world, says the Lord, I still would have done it. That is how much I love you. That is how much I care for you. That is how much I want a relationship with you. Turn your head away from that which is leading you down the wrong path. And turn your eyes toward me. For I will be with you always, even to the end of the age, says the Lord. That is power, beloved. That is the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's what Paul's talking about here. Because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving Spirit the Spirit that brings you life, the Holy Spirit that guards you and guides you. The power of that life-giving Spirit has what? Has freed you. Imagine the cell door is firmly shut. There's no way out. There's no other escape. You are stuck. And the cell door has been slammed shut and triply locked. There's no way out until the Holy Spirit comes and says to you, I am accepting you. Follow me. And watch the cell door fling open. For now, you are not bound. You are not bound in sin. But you have been delivered. The cell door has been opened. You are free. Maybe for the first time in your life. Maybe you've never been free before. And right now, you're beginning to feel that freedom. I want you to pray with me. Just say these words. Heavenly Father, smash open the cell door. Release me from this prison. And I promise you, I will follow you for the rest of my life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. And whatever addiction is getting to you, that addiction is going in Jesus' name, because God Himself is opening the cell door and telling you that you are now free because of the power of the life-giving Spirit. You, beloved, have been freed from the power of sin that was leading to death. And what do you need to do? What is your response? Your response is this. Thank you, Jesus. Just say those words. Thank you, Jesus. Say it again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for freeing me. I love you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. I'd love to hear from you. studio@worshipradio247.org. Just send me an email and say, I have been freed. That's all you got to do.